Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to still another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a wonderful show. We have in the next half hour Frank Sinatra, Ted Heath, Joe Stafford, Johnny Mercer, and Harry James. So stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing a lot of Benny Goodman because we're going back to 1938. It's the Carnegie Hall Jazz Concert and his famous Sing, Sing, Sing.
Thank you.
And there it is, folks. The entire Benny Goodman and Sing, 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 all 12 minutes and 20 seconds worth of it. Some solos in there by Harry James, by Benny Goodman, and a little ripple of applause and laughter toward the end, about 2 minutes from the end, when Benny Goodman gave an approving look to Jess Stacy, who had just done a piano solo. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. And by the way, it was on this day in 1937 that Benny Goodman opened his historic run at the Paramount Theater in New York. It was an unusual time for the band and the swing area, with kids dancing in the aisles in near riot conditions. Well, let's take a look at what we're going to be hearing. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Joe Stafford with Johnny Mandel's orchestra. We'll have Johnny Mercer, and here's somebody from the Benny Goodman Orchestra out on his own, Harry James, backed up by a vocal by Kitty Callan and a famous song called It's Been a Long, Long Time.
Doesn't wear a hat, she wears a chapeau. She goes to see a cinema, but never a show. My sugar is so refined. She's got a real high class mind. She never buys a dress, it's always a frock. She always winds her timepiece up, but never her clock.
She says tomato instead of tomato. She says potato instead of potato.
And you should see how she holds a cup of tea with just two fingers while she sticks out three.
My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class kind.
She never shares a kiss. She lets our lips unite. But oh, it feels like kissing. Each kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks of each time I hold her tight. Oh, she's so refined.
My sugar is real refined. Got the finest kind of mind. She never eats a meal, she dines or sups. And dogs are little canine friends, they're never pups.
She says banana instead of banana. She says piano instead of piano. And you should see how she sits on her settee.
Cake and coffee balanced on one knee.
My sugar is so refined.
She's one of them high-class kind.
She acts just like her name is Mrs. Vanderloon.
And though I love her and we'll be married soon,
I wonder what she'll do when we're on our honeymoon.
Oh, she's so refined. She's so refined.
So lonely, I don't know what to do but dream of you. Just dream of you. Dreams don't come true, still I can't keep from dreaming dreams of you. That's all I do. Just dream of you. There once was a time when I called you mine. Then you left me, and with you gone, life just doesn't seem half so fine. So I sit here blue and so lonely, there's nothing left to do but dream of you. Just dream of you.
That's Joe Stafford at her best with Johnny Mandel's orchestra, and a song written by two of the best songwriters in the business, Cy Oliver and Jimmy Lunsford, in 1934. The song was Dream of You. Our middle tune was Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers and the Paul Weston Orchestra, and a great song called My Sugar Is So Refined. Written in 1946, it was recorded that same year, got on the hit parade, got up to number 11 on the hit parade. Our first tune, a good one, Kitty Callan on vocal, Harry James Orchestra, a Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein tune from 1945 called It's Been a Long, Long Time. Well, it was on this week back in 1931 that the Star-Spangled Banner, written by Francis Scott Key, officially became the national anthem of the United States. Despite the fact that millions sing the anthem before sporting events and other public gatherings, it's still ranked as one of the most difficult national anthems on earth to sing. And on this week in 1942, the Stage Door Canteen opened on West 44th Street in New York City. The canteen became widely known as a service club for men in the armed forces, and so much welcome time would be spent there during their otherwise lonely hours. The USO, the United Service Organization, grew out of the canteen operation to provide entertainment for American troops around the world. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. Coming up, we have a time for a couple of more before our break. Right now, it's Ted Heath and At Last.
Thank you. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her head. Life without care. She's broke and it's oak. Hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets too hungry to wait for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. She'll have no crap games with Sharpies and froth. And she won't go to Harlem in Lincoln's or Ford's. And she won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broads. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's okay. Hates California. It's so cold and so damp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp.
Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle at their very best in The Lady is a Tramp. Rodgers and Hart tune from 1937 was in Pal Joey. And we started with Ted Heath and his orchestra from a CD called A Salute to Glenn Miller. It was At Last, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren back in 1942, was in a Glenn Miller film called Orchestra Wives. And the Glenn Miller Band began its first important booking on this week back in 1939, playing at the Meadowbrook Nightspot in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. The famous Glen Island Casino, Miller was able to whip the band into shape to build a following through 10 live radio broadcasts each week. Coming up on Swing, we have Bobby Darin. We have Ray Anthony. Right now, June Christie and the Gypsy in My Soul.
Just the gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from way out yonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. I've got to having my It's just the gypsy in my soul.
I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. I overlooked that point completely. completely until a big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, I found myself on a shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon ground. I lost the one girl I'd found. I found myself hung up on a shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach for the moon, but you know when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet have returned to the ground. I lost the one girl. I lost the one girl. Lost me the one.
A couple of songs from the film called The Bandwagon, written by Dietz and Swartz. This was one here with Bobby Darin, and I guess I'll have to change my plans. Before that, another Dietz and Swartz tune called Dancing in the Dark, done by Ray Anthony. This song by various artists got on the hit parade 6 times between 1931 and 1944. And our first tune was a Mo Jaffe tune from 1937. June Christie sang it. It was The Gypsy in My Soul. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. And on this week, back in 1876, a fellow by the name of Alexander Graham Bell of Salem, Massachusetts, was awarded a patent for his invention, the telephone. It was this invention, incidentally, that almost bankrupted his company in the beginning. And, well, this is an interesting story. From this day in 1908, Cincinnati's mayor, Mark Wraith, stood before the Cincinnati City Council and announced, quote, "Women are not physically fit to operate automobiles." There's no mention here as to whether he got reelected or not. Kind of doubt it. Let's get back to music on Swing. We're going to be hearing from Les Brown, from Barry Manilow. And here's Ella, Ella Fitzgerald, and She Didn't Say Yes.
She didn't say yes, she didn't say no. She didn't say stay, she didn't say go. She only knew that he had spidered there. And then she knew he sat beside her there. At first there was heard not one little word. Then coyly she took one sly little look. And something awoke and smiled inside. Her heart began beating wild inside. So what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do too. Didn't say yes, she didn't say no. They very soon stood beside his chateau. They lingered like two poor waifs outside, for well she knew 'twas only safe outside. And there it was warm, out there it was cold. The sleet and the storm said, better be bold. She murmured, I'm not afraid of ice. I only wish that I was made of ice. So what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do too. She She didn't say yes, she didn't say no. She wanted to stay, but knew she should go. She wasn't so sure that he'd be good. She wasn't even sure that she'd be good. She wanted to rest, all cuddled and pressed, a palpable part of somebody's heart. She loved to be on rapport with him, but not behind a bolted door with him. And what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do too. She didn't say yes, she didn't say no. For heaven was near, she wanted it so. Above her, sweet love was beckoning, and yet she knew there'd be a reckoning. She wanted to climb, but dreaded to fall, so bided her time and clung to the wall. She wanted to act ad libitum, but feared to lose her equilibrium. So what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do too.
What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. In the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in.
Music from an old film called Gay Divorcee with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers from 1934. It was The Continental, done so well by Les Brown. Before that, Barry Manilow and a Burt Kempfert tune from 1966, one made very popular by Frank Sinatra called Strangers in the Night. And our first one was Otto Harbaugh and Jerome Kern, wrote it back in 1931 from a film called The Cat and the Fiddle, starring Jeanette MacDonald. The song was She Didn't Say Yes. The singer was Ella Fitzgerald. The band was Nelson Riddle. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing, and it was on this week back in 1832 that a fellow by the name of Abraham Lincoln of New Salem, Illinois, announced he would run for political office for the first time. He sought a seat in the Illinois State Legislature. However, Honest Abe was not successful. But less than 30 years later, he became President of the United States. And on this week back in 1863, free city delivery of mail was authorized by the U.S. Postal Service. Funny, it was the same Postal Service that would soon unauthorize free city delivery of mail. Let's get back to more music on Swing. We're going to be hearing right now from John Pizzarelli with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, and Yes, Sir, That's My Baby.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, we've decided. No, ma'am, ain't gonna hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. By the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say, with a whole lot of feeling, oh, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. By the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say with a whole lot of feeling, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, I don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby. That's my baby now.
You're listening right now to Gary Irwin's Jazz Orchestra and a Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer tune called I'm Old Fashioned. It's from a film called You Were Never Lovelier with Fred Astaire. And we heard from John Pizzarelli with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra and Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. We're just about all out of time, folks, I'm sorry to say, but this is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11. For lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's next.